This World Rugby Update is brought to you by First Cut. First Cut, a leading South African distributor of capital equipment in partnership with Bystronic. First Cut is the exclusive supplier of Bystronic high-quality machines and systems for the economical processing of sheet metal and other flat materials. For laser cutting, water jet cutting and bending solutions, visit www.firstcut.co.za. Dan Retief, are you back from the bush?
I had a great time up there. And I was telling you, I have to mention, I went and played golf at Nelspruit Golf Club for the first time. And what a superb golf course, Joff. It's really worth a visit. Wonderful trees, great bird life. Not too many birdie life, but I really enjoyed it.
And any game on that course?
No. There may be one little buck or two, you know, but no, just birds. Birds, unbelievable, you know.
All right.
And greens in very good condition, really worth the visit, you know.
Right, let's get on to the business end. Relief in New Zealand. Dan, 8-7 to the French. I mean, they almost broke millions of hearts, but in the end, the right champions of this World Cup.
Yeah, I think the New Zealand had set the tone for the 2 years leading in, even more than that, leading into the Rugby World Cup. In the end, the victory went to the only unbeaten side, which I think is correct and apt. And certainly it's good that the world champions are maybe the one team that tries to play a free-flowing, try-scoring game. You know, they're the most prolific try-scorers. So I think all hail to the All Blacks. You know, Craven in 56 said, it is all yours, New Zealand, and that one can but repeat that. You know, they deserve it. I think fantastic for Richie McCaw. I mean, what a leader he's been, what a player he's been. My heart, must say, bled for Dan Carter. I really felt that it would have been very nice if Dan Carter had been part of it. But it also showed New Zealand's resolve, you know, that they lost his deputy, Colin Slade. Then during the game, they lost Aaron Cruden. And then Stephen Donald, just back from a fishing trip, ended by being the absolute hero by kicking the kick that won the Rugby World Cup.
And that's, I wanted to talk about that. A reliable kicker almost cost them, not having a reliable kicker. I mean, Perry Weepu almost had New Zealand weeping.
Oh, no, absolutely, because, you know, that's 8 points. Those 8 points, even six of those 8 points, and they're away. You know, they're getting to that point where France have to score twice, where France have to score risks, where the game could open up. Something that has interested me, everybody has talked about how composed the All Blacks were. Graham Henry's been quoted as saying that a couple of years ago they wouldn't have won that game, but now they had the composure and the concentration. I, in fact, thought in that second half they were absolutely panic-stricken. You know, they were like deer caught in the headlights, and they didn't seem to know what they wanted to do. They were making stupid kicks, just getting rid of the ball, and I didn't think they were that calm and collected. And in fact, if the French go and look at the video, the French will see that they really could have won that game if they'd gone back to traditional French rugby, because New Zealand were in tackling, they were crimping the style the space on the inside, and on a number of occasions the overlap on the outside was absolutely available, and they just weren't going there, you know, and they got pace on the wings as well. You know, it might have been a big blow losing Vincent Clerc. You know, because maybe they would have gone to his side, but the other wing, Palisson, and the fullback Medard also looked to have great pace, but France just didn't go there. And I think the reason for that is it's a World Cup final; they panic stricken, and the players get into that mindset that just don't make a mistake. For instance, what happened to Perry Weepu? He tried a little toe tap, a ball off the ground, and went straight to Chan Duke, and the France got a try. And I think from that moment, New Zealand was on edge. Can you imagine being a Kiwi sitting in the stadium watching that, only 1 point the difference, all over New Zealand, and your team, all they're doing is defending? It must have put years on the lives of the Kiwis.
No doubt about that. And I see some of the French public having a go now, obviously, at Craig Joubert. Your thoughts on how he handled the final?
Yeah, I've seen some of the French media as well. I must say that Dussetoir and the sort of quite mad Marc Livremont were incredibly honourable and elegant about the way they handled the referee. They just wouldn't be drawn into it. The press have had quite a go. And certainly there was at least one occasion that I thought there was a clear penalty against McCaw, funny enough, for being off his feet, for playing the ball on the ground. But it wasn't given. Look, it wasn't anywhere near what was going on with Bryce Lawrence, where he basically just forgot the laws of the game and didn't apply them. You know, I in fact think Craig Joubert had an outstanding game. He did his country proud. He's a young man, and what I really enjoyed about him, he didn't impose himself. You were most of the time in a final, you were unaware of him, and I think that is the greatest challenge for a referee. You know, to just control the traffic and not getting in the way.
I agree with 100%. Curry Cup semis. Dan, Saturday was just incredible. Two unbelievable Curry Cup semi-finals. You obviously now have got a massive smile. The Lions beating Western Province, full of the box, 29-20. The Lions' first home Curry Cup final since 2001.
Yeah, isn't it wonderful? And you have to wonder whether the Western Province Springboks, whether their hearts were in it. You know, they dipped out of the Rugby World Cup. They're back into action. They claim that they're right up for it. I wondered whether they would be there. In fact, I felt that the Lions, that the pace the Lions play at, the kind of rugby they've been playing at home on the fast Coca-Cola Park field would really suit them. But a humdinger of a game. I mean, what an advertisement. If I was disappointed, it was that there was such a small crowd, you know, because in my experience, a Western Province Transvaal Lions game draws more than that. You know, they go up to 50,000 sometimes, especially for a Curry Cup semi-final. It might be an indication that the ticket prices were too high, that the Lions management took too much of a flyer on the demand. But, you know, to get into a final, to top the log the whole way, and you know, I don't know if it happens to you, but wherever you go now in Joburg and the greater Joburg area, Lions supporters are just so chuffed to have a team to support again. And you have to say, all credit to John Mitchell. You know, he's picked them up from the basement and taken them to the very top floor.
Final at Ellis Park Saturday. I saw it as a 5 p.m. kickoff, but then I saw Saru release earlier today saying it's a 5:30 p.m. kickoff. But Mark Lawrence has got the game, which is quite nice for him as well. What's going to happen?
Yeah, I was surprised at why they made it so late. You know, if I was the Lions, I'd have insisted that we play at 2:30 in the hot light of sunshine on a hard field, you know, and I think it suits the crowd. The crowd would love to get into Coca-Cola Park in daylight. But, I mean, the decision has been made. It probably has something to do with TV. Great for Mark Lawrence. He was the Lawrence that should have been at the Rugby World Cup, and instead we got the wrong one, you know. So he's a very good referee. He's outstanding. I think he'll encourage a fast, open game. And before you ask me, I think I'm going to be plumping for the Lions. I think the Sharks play quite high-risk rugby at times. They push the passes. They take 50-50 chances. Sometimes it comes off, sometimes it doesn't. And my feeling is that what's going to happen to the Sharks going into the final, you might find them trying to change their style and play a little bit more conservatively, and that might cost them the final. And in fact, I think Mark Livremont and France are going to look at that game and see a certain fly half called Freddie Mitchellock playing in the Curry Cup final and thinking to themselves, if only we had him in New Zealand.
Dan Retief, our Sports Fire rugby analyst. Danny, we'll chat to you again on Thursday.
Yes, I look forward to that, and I think Joburg is really going to catch the spirit this week. Curry Cup final week, and isn't it funny, the old tournament, the old and golden cup, it produces year in and year out. It really is a wonderful competition.
Dan Retief, thanks very much, Dan, and I'm sure there'll be a full house at Ellis Park on Saturday, especially with all the Sharks fans living in Joburg, and I know the tickets are now available at CompuTicket for the Curry Cup final. This World Rugby Update was brought to you by First Cut. First Cut, a leading South African distributor of capital equipment in partnership with Bystronic. First Cut is the exclusive supplier of Bystronic high-quality machines and systems for the economical processing of sheet metal and other flat materials. For laser cutting, water jet cutting and bending solutions, visit www.firstcut.co.za.